I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss the Farseer trilogy. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. Another wonderful Monday. I did not go to work today, but I still had a great day. I had to take the dog to the doctor. I wasn't feeling too swift, so I had to kind of take some time off of my feet. And I think the whole Gen Con thing was catching up to me. But it was a good day because I got to read some. And I love reading. I have always loved reading my entire life. And most of the time, I'm just reading educational stuff. But when I get to sit down and enjoy a book, then that's a big deal for me. So when I go camping, like I did a few weeks back with the family, I usually load my Kindle up and read 6 or 8 books while I'm camping. It's pretty much all I do while I'm there. And every year, it's become kind of a tradition for me to poll the Twitter, hey guys, what do I want? What do I need to read? Right. So this year, the resounding answer was Discworld. I'd never read any Discworld books, so I downloaded a bunch of Discworld books, and that didn't seem like enough. So I went back to a series that I had started a few months ago, and I had some things to say about it. And if you watch this video right here, specifically this video, I said some things that were, well, they were truthful at the time. The essence of the video was that I get really annoyed by authors who try to impress us with their knowledge of the English language. And this particular author, I felt like that's what she was doing. And the book that I was reading at that time was Assassin's Apprentice, which was book one of the Farseer trilogy by Robin Hobb. And when I was reading it, I might have done book one some disservice because I was reading it in between reading Name of the Wind books, which are phenomenal. But I really didn't like book one of this series. So when it came time to go camping, I was like, well, let's see if the library has these, and I'll slap them on there, and maybe I'll read them, because they were just kind of, it was just generic fantasy, coming of age, boy grows up being something bigger than he is, and, you know, the standard story. So I read book one, and I was not impressed at all, and for some reason I decided to put book two on my Kindle and take it camping. And it ended up, I literally lost sleep because of this book. I could not stop reading this book. This is by far one of the best books I have ever read. Period. Such an amazing story. There are many, many layers, and that's part of what I enjoy about it. It's got some court intrigue, it's got some magic of a sort, it has, you know, love lost and all that greatness, but man, this book was phenomenal. And so, on my trip to Gen Con, I literally finished this book, like, at 3 a.m. on Monday morning, when I was leaving for Gen Con at 6 a.m. So I woke up groggy and tired and literally lost sleep to drive to Indianapolis. And on the way there, I was at a stop and I thought, you know, this is a fantasy convention. Maybe she's going to be there. And so I looked it up. And sure enough, Robin Hobb was the guest of honor at Gen Con. So on Saturday, I went and bought this book. I wasn't going to have her sign my Kindle. Bought this book, stood in line, and I got her to autograph it. It was a really fun experience for me to meet her and tell her that same story I just told you. And her response was, I said, I read this book in 36 hours straight. She said, that was a year of my life that you just read in 36 hours. I didn't give book one enough credence. I was completely unaware of when these books were written. I'm not one to usually research books. I just read them. So I was not aware that book one of this series was her first book ever, and it was written in, like, the 80s. Like, a long time ago. So maybe I would have given it a bigger benefit of the doubt if I had known that. But the truth of the matter is I didn't, because I didn't enjoy the book that much. I don't know when this book was written, and she has written like 20 books since then set in this same world of hers. And in this world, there is magic, but it's not fireballs and stuff. It's like mental magic. There's two different sides to the magic in this world. There's the skill and the wit. The skill is essentially like a telepathy with a bit of command ability. So you could create telepathic links between people, or you could also coerce people into believing something or whatever. The other one, the wit, is considered to be like not necessarily evil, but it's unclean magic, and it is beast magic, and it allows you to share the mind of an animal. And so the main character, of course, has both of these brands of magic, because he was born from two different lines. The skill line being the Farseer line, this is called the Farseer Trilogy, is the royal line of the six duchies, where the story takes place. And once you start really getting into the mindset of the characters, it becomes much more compelling. And I think that's what she's done with book two. Book one was a setup book, like most stories. And it was also her first, you know, book, her first published book. And so I didn't find myself caring about any of the characters in book one. But in book two, the characters really come to life. She really develops these characters on an immense scale in only like 600 pages. Less than 700 pages, she takes these characters from being extremely flat and 2D to being these massively robust characters. And I'm not talking about just the main character. I'm talking about a whole slew of characters that go on to do more and more things in the other series in this world. Book three, I'm on book three now. I haven't finished it, but I have been, you know, I've lost sleep. Last night I was up reading it. It is just as good as book two so far. It has a few tropey type moments that are set, you know it's a setup and you feel it, and then the character discovers it's a setup, that sort of stuff. But wow, this book, I mean, holy crap. If you like fantasy, and not necessarily, like I said, it's not high magic elves and goblins and all that stuff. It's just humans and some, you know, mind magic, some telepathy type magic. This book is amazing. The whole series, you should check it out. I can't recommend anything beyond these three books, but please, if you do give them a shot, read past the first book. Don't stop. It just, trust me. Once you get to book two, you will, all your reservations about book one will go away. So, you know, this video is partially to praise book two, partially to apologize for some of the comments that I had about book one, but I still stand by the fact that she does use a convoluted lexicon to try to impress us with English, I guess, or English skills, but it seems to be less prevalent in this book. It's not so annoying. So maybe that was just a first effort kind of thing. Got to prove myself. So I'm not sure, but definitely give this a shot. It's totally worth reading. So that's all I have for today. Thank you guys for being here. I know Friday I promised you that I was going to do a build video over the weekend, and I started on it and decided that I'm not going to do anything fancy for the t-shirt box. I'm going to do it simple, and I'm going to do it here on the show. So I have some footage to piece in. We're going to put it together on Wednesday, I think-ish. So we'll see, and thank you guys for checking this out. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. If you've read the Farseer series, tell me about what you think about it down below. If you are a big, huge fan of Robin Hobb or know of her other books, let's talk about those down below too, because I'm excited to continue reading in her universe. Again, thank you guys so much for being here. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from life.arizona.edu. How many dreams does the average person have in one night? The average person has about 3 to 5 dreams per night, but some may have up to 7 dreams in one night. The dreams tend to last longer as the night progresses. During a full 8-hour night's sleep, 2 hours of it is spent dreaming. It is not all unusual. It's not at all unusual for a person to have more than one dream per night. Interesting. I know that sometimes I have the same dream and I'll wake up and I'll go back to sleep and still have the same dream. And sometimes I don't want that to happen.